Alright. First we chant Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Iri Vardhavute.
Gopi Jana Balaba Iri Vardhavute.
Gopi Jana Balaba Iri Vardhavute. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vanachare Yamuna Tera Manachari Jaya Radhu Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravritacharya Austa Teta Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Sabaya Chatanada Vatavananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada ki jai, ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Sivasiddhi Gaur Bhaktivrinda ki jai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopagopada Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuranam ki jai, Navadeepdam ki jai, Jagannatha Swami ki jai, Yamanamai ki jai, Shivani Lasadevi ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Go. All glories, ye some of the devotees, all glories, ye some of the devotees, all glories, ye some of the devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All right. Hare Krishna. So, have a nice time. Enjoy yourself. So, now we're reading from the sixth verse of the Manak Shiksha by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Commentary by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, Omagana Tumadanda Sha Gananjana Slakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, as we mentioned before, the Mana Shiksha is the prayers or instructions to the mind. And as we know from the Bhagavad Gita, the mind is the best friend of the soul and the worst enemy, depending on whether it's controlled or uncontrolled. So these are instructions how we fix our mind on the ultimate goal of Krishna consciousness and control the mind and ultimately achieve pure devotional service by utilizing the mind in Krishna's service. So so we're going to read the sixth verse. Of course, the sixth verse deals with what we want and then how speech and actions are like hiding our real motives sometimes. In other words, you can't tell just from someone's speech and actions what their real motives are. So, of course, this is not meant, as I mentioned many times before, to find fault in others and say that your real motives are nefarious, but to find fault in ourselves and then work harder at the process of purification. So we're going to read this next verse, and as you remember, it's done with the Jagannath Ashtaka melody.
Aracheta projat kapata kudinati barakara sharan mutresna twadahasi katabnat manam apimaham sadatvam gandharva giri dara pada prema vilasat. Sulam bodhaut natva tvam api nitaramham cha sukaya.
So we'll do the word by word synonyms. Are.
Oh,
ruffian.
That
means like a dacoit or a really low class person or a gunda. Chetaha.
Mind.
Katam, why?
Tahasi,
do you burn?
Atmanam,
yourself.
Apimam,
and me the soul. Snatva, by bathing.
Sharanmutre,
in the trickling urine of.
Bhurakura,
the great donkey named
Prodyat
Kapata
Kutinate,
a full blown hypocrisy and duplicity.
Sadatvam,
instead you should always
Snatva,
by bathing,
Nitarang,
always.
Sudambodau,
in the ocean of
Gandhara
Giridhara
Padapremna
Vilasat, the love emanating from the lotus feet of Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari.
Sukaya,
delight.
Twam,
yourself.
Apimam cha,
and me too.
It's
a translation. O ruffian mind, why do you burn yourself and me the soul by bathing in the trickling urine of the great donkey of full-blown hypocrisy and duplicity? Instead, you should always bathe in the ocean of love emanating from the lotus feet of Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari, thereby delighting yourself and me. So we'll go on with the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary illustrated with these interesting slides. So we're actually deceiving ourselves in many different ways. Not only deceiving others, but deceiving ourselves. We have many different faces, as you see here, and also here. And we're not even aware of it. That's the problem. You know, we think everything's going all right, we're doing well in devotional service, but we're very much full of hypocrisy and duplicity. You know, hypocrisy, of course, means to do one thing, say one thing and do another thing. Duplicity is to hide it. So this is called burning donkey urine. We're taking a bath. So there's the donkey urine. Of course, cow urine is very purifying, but donkey urine is not so purifying. So here's an interesting thing. There's the previous enemies we met in the last verse, you know, lust, anger, greed, etc. We've pretty much taken care of them in a gross way. But now we've gone more subtle insofar, thank you, insofar as our contamination. You know, contamination goes very deep. It's like an iceberg. You know, you see an iceberg, and what you see is a very small part of the total iceberg. Most of it is below the surface. So our contamination, most of it is below the surface. That's the problem. Like Prabhupada said one time that trying to wash your heart or wash your dirt is like trying to wash some coal. That the more you wash, the dirtier it gets. So Prabhupada said also another time, if you understood how contaminated you were, you'd simply faint or you'd pass out. So that's the Sanskrit for this is Projat Kapatakutinati Bara Kara Kshadan Mutre Snatwa. Those devotees who have defeated, you know, Dakur writes in his commentary that we are charmed. We are charmed by this urine. What do you think? It's nice. Yeah, nectar drink. And Raghunath Das Goswami says that we think we are getting purified by the urine. So in other words, we confuse bhakti, we confuse this urine or hypocrisy with bhakti. You know, it's like many of the demons in Krishna Leela, they would appear as like Vatsasura, he appeared like a coward boy. But actually he was a demon. And or Palambasura, a very, very similar thing. Palambasura appeared like a coward boy. Vatsasura appeared like a calf. And Palambasura appeared like a coward boy, and he tried to carry Balaram off, and he was killed by Balaram. So, anyway, you just really can't tell the difference. You have to be really introspective and take help of the other Vaishnavas. So we're going to talk about different types of devotees who succumb to different types of donkey urine. First of all, there's the Swanishta Sadaka household devotees. Actually, you probably don't want to leave that the papers on the floor because it is like Shastra. Keep it on your laps. Even though the back of it, you know, there's nothing written on it, still it's, you know, it's Shastra. So, Swanishta householders are those who are really engaged in, like, the process of bhakti, you know, the Navabhakti process, and they're really not that much interested in Varnashram, which is, you know, good. We're not criticizing that. That's actually pretty good. They're not interested. They're just interested in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So, these are the Swanishta household devotees, who are just like engaged in, and engaging their families in the process of bhakti. So we're going to talk about their problems with donkey urine. And actually there's different types of devotees we're going to talk about their issues with donkey urine, including sannyasis. That's another type. But we'll get to the sannyasis last. So, anyway. So Swanishna householder, you know, sometimes succumbs in the name of offering food to the Supreme Personality of Godhead to gluttony and sense gratification. You see, this is a typical Swan, no, not typical devotee, but anyway. And there's all the paneer and all the plates, and they're taking the subji out and just eating the paneer, you know. Like Prabhupada said, many, many stalwarts have fallen down in the name of Mahaprasadam. So, you know, for a householder also, it implies that, you know, eating too much or collecting too much are problems in devotional service. It's not just like for sannyasis, you know, achahara payasa shapajalpa niyamagraha. It's actually for every... So here he's eating, and he's getting a nice snan. And he knows what he's doing is, you know, really not the right thing, overeating, but he's thinking, no, it's prasadam. So that's a standard excuse. It's prasadam, you know. Overeating, prasadam. Still over-collecting. Still overeating. Still all the same things. So if that's you, change your life. And also, sometimes the Swanishta sadhaka is serving, you know, a rich materialist instead of serving humble Vaishnava. So there's a humble Vaishnava, and here's a Swanishta householder. You know, because we're being equal to ladies and men in this, and she's serving these rich devotees, but not serving the poor devotees. Of course, it's not that we only serve poor devotees. We serve everybody with Krishna consciousness. And she's getting a nice snan, too. Hairdresser, you know. Donkey urine. The reason donkey urine is used. Has anyone ever here ever drunk donkey urine? No. It's very bitter. You know, causes feelings of guilt. Anyway, it's not a very nice thing to drink or to take a bath in. And also, you know, looking for the greatest saris, you know, sometimes you find devotees, you know, that. What's that?
He's asking us if we
have to dress in Jack Bell. If you're saying that, yeah. You know, in the name of devotion, so yeah, we really have to dress nicely for the deities here, you know. So she goes, she goes to Vrindavan, and she spends all the time in Lord Bazaar. And Prabhupada also said that Krishna is everywhere in Vrindavan, but he's not in Lloyd Bazaar. Of course, he is in Lloyd Bazaar, but Prabhupada was saying that if you simply spend your time shopping, you're not in Vrindavan. Of course, we'd have to do some shopping for the deities, but just the latest outfit. Look at that. Punjabi suit. And that's my devotional service. Why? Because I want to dress nicely for Krishna. I'm one of Krishna's gopis. This is Nanda uncle. Eddie Bo. So you missed the funny stuff. Anyway. Here's a Swanishta, repeat for him, this is a Swanishta householder. Those who were fully engaged in devotional service, but they're using that devotional service or the excuse of devotional service to acquire material things, you know, like a latest sari or something like that. So they want to accumulate wealth and opulence. And also, they may be engaged in... take some of this. In cultivation of knowledge, learning a lot of verses to impress others. So, you know, he likes logic, and he wants to impress. I know so many verses in Bhagavad Gita, you know. And so that he's taking a bath. This is a donkey passing urine, if you can't catch that already. So it's described by Raghunath Das Goswami. This is taking a bath in donkey urine, or taking a snan in donkey urine. If one is hiding, even from oneself, one's impurities. So here's someone with a motivation. Impurity means like a motivation. What is their motivation for doing devotional service? And also, sometimes a Swanishta householder will actually dress or act like a renunciate when in fact he's a householder just to get respect or prestige from others. You know, because obviously he's not a sannyasi, but he's acting like a very renounced person. And he offers obeisances. He's saying, oh, how nice I'm getting obeisances and proper adoration and distinction. Now, there's another type of householder, or the Parinishta house, sadhaka householder, who is very much interested in Varnashram. The Swanishta, he's just interested in the Navabhakti process. And the Parinishta is interested in Navabhakti, but also Varnashram. He's very much interested in all the details of Varnashram. I'm not saying which one is better. Actually, you know, Swanishta would be better, but anyway, I'll say. But, so the Parinishta is very, let's say, into Varnashram and Niti Shastra and all those other things. So here are the problems that a Swanishta householder can have, a Parinishta, that he may prefer the company of non-devotees, ignoring devotees. See, there's a devotee there. And so he's just like hanging out, or she is just hanging out with these, unchaste people. And bogus gurus. Who's observing Chaturmasya. Prabhupada said, when devotee grows a beard during Chaturmasya, you can say it's Chaturmes. Prabhupada didn't really appreciate that or advocate that for the devotees. But sometimes they take it as an excuse to show off their ability to grow facial hair. So one may Because Prabhupada said, Chaturmasya is more than that. You just should eat once a day like a duck. You know, put your hands behind your back, go down, and as soon as you get up, no more. And you can't lie on your belly either. And just unspiced food, you know, just like very, very simple food once a day. That's how you observe Chaturmasya. And you give up sleeping and all those other things and chant extra rounds. It's not just you grow facial hair and you're an advanced devotee. So, so here's a lady getting bathing, a Parinishta householder, getting in trouble because she's associating with materialistic people. And so then the last one is the Nirapeksha Sadhaka, that's a sannyasi. And here are the problems that a Nirapeksha devotee has. Thinking himself an advanced devotee, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the greatest sannyasi, a guru of them all. That's why traditionally in ashrams they didn't have mirrors. Because as soon as you have a mirror, you'd start looking at yourself. Like I was just in, I was just staying at Kishori's house, and she said, do you want me to put mirrors in your room? Because all I had for Tilak was my little hand mirror. I said, no, it'll really be harmful for my spiritual life. So I'll start looking at myself. So, you know, just very much into, like, looking nicely, having the latest sannyas dress, the latest Rolex watch. Remember when I first took sannyas, it was before we had mobile phones, so the sannyasis would act, or computers, sannyasis would always show off their latest watches to each other. It'd be a watch darshan at the GBC meeting. So that's a nirapeksha sadhaka. Nirapeksha means, of course, sannyasi. Another problem is he thinks he's superior to others because of his dress and his ashram. And, you know, here, take my lotus feet. He's kicking some poor guy. I've seen that. I've seen sometimes, like, sannyasis or others kick someone, or even temple presidents I've seen kick devotees. We had one case, you know, famous temple president. He kicked the pujari because the pujari was late for Aarti or something like that. Boom! It was a big scandal. So we shouldn't think that we're so advanced in anyone. We should understand we're servants of everybody else. And the Nirapeksha Sadhaka should just think, you know, I've taken this sannyas garb as a service to serve others, not to be the master of others. As soon as you think you're master, as soon as you think you're a guru, you're a guru, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And sometimes he collects more food and money than required. Renounced lady, too. Because not only the men are renounced. You know, this, so much wealth do I have today, so much more will I get tomorrow. So he's taking a nice bath in donkey urine. Donkey is watering these three persons, too. Very expert donkey, you know. He can divide his urine up like that. So, you know, we have to see it's like that. We're actually fooling ourselves and making our life extremely bitter. In the name of spiritual practice, sannyasi can celebrate him, surround himself with improper association with the opposite sex. You know, renounced lady can also do the same thing. A renounced man can do the same thing. I'm teaching you the Bhagavad Gita. Oh, teach me the Bhagavad Gita. I remember, this is not since I've been a sannyasi, but before I joined the Hare Krishna movement, I was a very expert in science and mathematics. So the teacher had me do tutoring for the other students. So I was tutoring the other students, and some of them were ladies, and they'd say, oh, you're so intelligent. Yeah, I remember teaching the slide rule. You know what a slide rule is? I remember teaching how to use a slide rule to the ladies. Because even then, I said, this is disgusting. You know, Krishna saved me from that. Anyway, so sannyasi may use his education or his renunciation because people are naturally attracted to renunciation and education. And so that's a real problem. And also Nirapeksha Sadhaka may just like go to wealthy people and not neglect the deities and neglect the other devotees just to collect money. Of course, distribute books is a different thing, or get money for the Krishna conscious movement, obviously.
you know, Prabhupada got money from George Harrison for the movement, but not for himself or herself. And also, you know, the same thing, collecting money from materialistic people is taking a bath. Donkey urine. That's an interesting picture. We don't have too many people here dressed like that. So, and also he may be concerned, like I mentioned before, with his dress, like Sannyas dress, you know, looking really paka, you know, wrapping himself up perfectly. Is my tilak on straight? Or wearing their latest kavachas, you know. I remember when I first took sannyas, this is actually funny too. When I first took sannyas, the sannyasis, I was advised to get this special shirt, you know, kurta, where you had these like little diamonds. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen these shirts. They have, it's like little openings, but diamonds, like for the, where the shirt, the sleeves join the shirt and around here and everything. And also diamond buttons. Or diamond-looking buttons, not real diamonds. So I was going to get, yes, all the sannyasis gets the latest outfit. So I went to Lord Bazaar, and I said, can I have the same outfit that Bhagwan has? You know, you know, Bhagwan was the G. Anyway, he had some problems. And so I got this really beautiful shirt and silk, and I was... Everyone just said, oh, what a nice outfit you have, Mars. So this happens. And after a while, I don't care what I look like anyway. So, you know, it says, who cares, you know. So, of course, we should look nice, but we just be, you know, considering the rules and regulations more important and the dress more important than devotion to Krishna. And they keep their hearts locked up while they externally engage in bhakti. You know, they're making a show. Oh, Govinda, oh, Gopal, or Giridhari. And, you know, they're actually thinking of something else. Hearts are locked up in the box there. See, there's a box. And the donkey's giving them some nice snan here. While they're worshiping Radha and Krishna. Because their minds are thinking of something else. That's the point. So finally, what we should do is Gandharva Giridhari Pada Prema Vilasa Shuddha Ambodal Snatva. The solution instead is to bathe in an ocean of love for Krishna. So we should ask Krishna to reveal what is the donkey urine in our own selves and our consciousness and our motivations. Remove it so that our motives are very much in line with what we say and what we do. So this is the ocean of love of Krishna. You don't see Krishna too many places. But anyway, it's an ocean. And so, and then that's at the feet of Radha and Giridhari. And here we see Radha and Giridhari, and of course that's Govardhan Hill there. So we should worship Govardhan Hill. This is a bigger picture, see? Govardhan Hill, the cows, and the trees, and Krishna. Nice picture, isn't it? Very nice picture. And we should pray to Radha and Krishna, especially Radharani, please bestow upon me a fragment of the gift of service to you. So we should be introspective and really find fault in ourselves and then not simply get depressed by the fault. I mean, that's one thing we can just say, oh my God, I have all this donkey urine. I can open up a store for donkey urine. I have so much. Instead, we should be thinking, help, Krishna. Ainanda Tanuja Kingaram Patita Mam Bhavambuddha Kripaya Tava Pada Pankajas Dita Dudli Sadrasam Vachintaya. I'm your servant. I'm horrible. I'm stuck in this horrible ocean of material suffering. Please fix me up as one of the animals at your lotus feet. So that's how we get rid of the donkey urine. Just don't start concentrating on the donkey urine. You get rid of it by that means. So any questions before we go on to verse 7 about donkey urine? The Parinishta sadhakas, the Swanishta sadhakas, and the Nirapeksha sadhakas. Yeah.
If somebody collects money from material people, but are they not engaging the person to give some of the wealth to
It depends on the motive. You know, Prabhupada would certainly get money from materialistic people. But one should not simply engage in one's own service. It should be the service of Krishna spreading the movement. For example, you have, let's take the story of Raghunath Das Goswami, because this is very much relates to this particular presentation. That Raghunath Das Goswami, for some time while he was living in Jagannath Puri, was accepting money and facility from his parents to entertain Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, it was service to Lord Chaitanya. He wasn't using it for his own, let's say, food or sense gratification, but it was his personal service to Lord Chaitanya. It wasn't service for the movement or anything like that. It was his personal ability to host Lord Chaitanya at his whatever kutir he had in Jagannath Puri. So, after some time, he stopped inviting Lord Chaitanya, and he stopped accepting the things from his family to entertain Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, you know, why has he stopped inviting me? And then Swarup Damodar Goswami explained Raghunath Das Goswami's motives, that by doing that, it was actually contaminating to accept money from materialists for one's own personal service. I mean, that is entertaining Lord Chaitanya or entertaining other Vaishnavas. But of course, for the movement, so Prabhupada never accepted charity from materialists for his own personal service. In other words, for his airfares, or for his prasadam, or for his servant who was serving him, but to spread the movement, to build a temple, to distribute books, to make more devotees. That's a little bit different. So we do accept charity from materialists, obviously. I mean, otherwise, what we do when we go out and preach and when we collect donations from people, you know, the temple's trying to pay off its loan, its mortgage, right? So you can't just say, don't give money if you're a materialist. You have to be chanting 16 rounds a day following the four regulated principles, and otherwise we won't accept your money. We don't say that to people. Like Prabhupada said, you could take a picture of him pulling in the money rather than pushing away the money, as some Mayavadi had a picture of himself taken. Because, but for ourselves, no. Like, you know, I need a new car. So you go up to, you know, some materialist here and say, you know, I'll give you blessings if you give me a new car. You know, anyway. Because, you know, materialistic people, especially in the Indian culture, they really after blessings. You know, the only word you have to learn in Hindi is ashivat. And you've got it made, right? You got to have 2 feet. And know how to say ashivat, and you've got it made. You know, ashivat, give me your blessings, okay, if you pay for my new car. Ashivat, ashivat, ashivat. So actually, when I wanted a car, I'd ask my mother. And she never asked for blessings, so it wasn't a problem. So, but otherwise, you know, people give something, it all goes to Krishna, his movement. Not, you know, I don't buy, like, cheese. Of course, I don't eat cheese. But, like, buy 200 pounds of quinoa, yeah. You know, what would I buy anyway? Just have, like, cotton dhotis, right? You making a new dhoti for me this time, or no? No?
We're not going to India.
All right. I'm running out of dhotis. Most of them have holes in them already. Uh-huh. So... But you're not materialistic people, so it's all right. So anyway, so that's the point. We accept something from anyone, but it must go to the movement to further Prabhupada's purpose in the movement, not for our own service, even for our own service to Krishna. You know, that's an important distinction. And Raghunath Das Goswami had that experience. And later on, you know, he did accept donations to dig out Radha Kund. You know, so it's not that, but he didn't put the properties there in his name. He left that up to Srila Jiva Goswami to put all the properties in his name. You know, he was as a trustee, not as the owner. You know, he actually said properties belong to Krishna, but he's the trustee. But even Raghunath Das Goswami did not accept the position of trustee. But people gave him money. People gave the Goswamis money, also to materialists. I mean, Even Akbar, you know, to build like the Govindaji temple. Akbar was, you know, Akbar was a religious person. Yes, that's true. But he wasn't a Vaishnava. He was interested in all the religions helping bring people together. But he was basically a materialistic person. So the Goswamis accepted money from them to build the temples. Or anybody. I mean, Madan Mohan was built by a salt merchant, you know, who was a materialistic person, who was grateful to Madan Mohan. So it's not that we don't, but it's a question of what it's used for. Is that explained? Any other questions? Yeah.
And then people who give those donations and the materialistic people, they get purified by that action.
Yes.
If the money is used
properly. If the money is not used properly, they don't get purified.
And also another thing, when, you know, say, Brahmacharya sannyasis or even Prabhupada, I mean, he would still eat, right? He would still have his clothes. So we accept bare necessities from donations.
Yeah.
For our service. And
then yeah, bare necessities. But not more than bare necessities.
I was wondering, there was someone was saying that, like, for example, the householders, they work, you know, and they say, for example, they're renounced householders, and they, instead of doing some job, they could do book distribution and live off book.
Yeah,
distribution.
Sure. But they have to be very careful, not to live opulently. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some devotees who, in the name of book distribution, go out with their buckets, you know, bucketon. And they have, you know, millions of dollars, and they're collecting and maybe lying to the public for their own personal sustenance and maintenance. And I've seen that. I mean, they're anyway, in New York, there's some people who collect like $1,000 or $2,000 a day selling hats, and you know they have some of them may have millions of dollars put away. But that we should do things legally. Things should be done legally. And if you're collecting money and you're using, let's say, the profits from book distribution, that's probably okay. Then it should be reported to the government as taxes. Yeah. It's taxes. I mean, when, like Jesus Christ said, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Give unto God what is God's. Right? That's from the Bible. So it's not, devotees should live very honestly. You know, if they're collecting like, you know, $100,000, you know, happens to be the profit or something like that, then that should be reported as taxes. Why not? I mean, we're taking advantage of all the things. We're driving on the roads of society, you know, the roads that the government has made, right? The devotees should be honest. I mean, obviously, if there's legal ways to not pay taxes, like, you know, loopholes is called, which the businesses all use anyway, and Donald Trump is expert in. So, you know, he's one a very wealthy man, and many years he never paid taxes. That's terrible. Because, you know, in this election in the United States, he hasn't revealed his tax returns for the last few years. And normally politicians have to do that. Because obviously it'll come out, he hasn't paid taxes, and he's cheated people. So we should not be like that. We should contribute. I mean, we're riding on the roads. We're doing so many things. So, you know, obviously, but things should be done legally. Everyone should do things legally, not illegally. It shouldn't be like in India that, you know, 50% of the economy is black money.
Yeah. More than that.
More than that.
I think only 10% of people pay the tax.
Yeah. You know, people should see us as outstanding, upstanding citizens. I mean, how else are we going to be able to control society or take over the world later on? You know, if we're seen as like dacoits. You know, actually, the Sri Rangam temple was originally built by dacoits. It's interesting. You know this story? But actually, they were all killed after they built the temple. There's a whole interesting story about Sri Rangam. But we don't do that. No, we should be outstanding, honest. We should be respected by the government. We should have leaders of our society should be members of parliament. Like in the United States, we have Tulsi Gabbard, who is a congressperson. She's very highly respected. And she preaches directly about Krishna consciousness. If you saw her oration or talk about the 50th anniversary of ISKCON in Washington, D.C., which she did our big ceremony there, you'd be amazed how directly she's supporting Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON, and she's right up there. Very highly respected within the Democratic Party in the United States, and in the Congress, too. Both parties respect her. She's actually quite a up-and-coming star. She may actually become a future president. Yeah, this may this will happen. We will have presidents, prime ministers who are Krishna conscious in the future, but only if we make the foundation of being honest, respectable citizens. Okay, any other questions before we go into the next text? Yeah.
In terms of that urine, once we understand what our urine is.
No, donkey's urine, not our urine.
The donkey's urine.
Yeah, where we're getting the bath, yeah.
There are some practical steps that need to be taken right after that, and then how do you actually...
Practical steps, you call out for Gandharvaka Girithari. You cry out, and you become introspective, and, you know, you correct your... I mean, behavior may remain the same, basically, in many cases, but you correct your motivation. So this is like an internal thing. You know, why am I doing this? Why am I preaching? Why am I going to people? And then you increase your sadhana. I mean, there's things like you can do with sadhana. But this is mostly internal stuff, although some of it may be a little external, especially with the Parinishtha householders. But generally it should be internal. You know, you're just crying out, because that's something between you and Krishna that you have to deal with. So, any other questions before we go into the next verse? It's a nice verse. Donkey urine. Nice example. So, the next one is number 7 is what we want. The deepest hidden desires that blocks us, you know, what we're craving right now. This is. Let's see. If you want to delve further into this book, I advise you to buy the book. It's available on Amazon, and you can get it as a Kindle book, which is what I have. Now we get into something even more graphic, which is very interesting. Verse 7, and you see, like, it talks about a dog-eating woman, desire for prestige. It's pretty graphic. Okay. Patishta sadrishta swapacha ramani me ridi natet katam sadu prema sprishati suchiretan nanumana sadatvam sevasya prabhu dayitasa mantam matulam yatatam nishkasha twaritam mihatam vesha yatisaha. So, word by word, drishta, unchaste, swapacha ramani, dog-eating woman, patishtasha, desire for prestige, anatet, dances, mehriti, in my heart, katam, how can, shuchihi, pure. Sadhu Prema. Chaste lady of love for Krishna. Aspishati. Touch. Etan. This heart. Nanumanaha. O mind. Siddhatvam. You should always. Sevashva. Serve. Atulam. Incomparable. Prabhudayita samantam, beloved devotee commander of Lord's army. Yata, so that. Saha, he the devotee commander. Tong nikat, tam nishkasha, throw her, the prostitute, out. Tvaritam, immediately. Tam veshayati, establish her prema. Iha, here in the heart. Translation, as long as the unchaste dog-eating woman of desire for prestige dances in my heart. How can the chaste and pure lady of love for Krishna touch it? Therefore, O mind, you should always serve the incomparable, beloved devotee commander of Krishna's army, who will immediately throw out the unchaste woman and establish the pure lady of love in the heart. Quite graphic, this description. So we'll go on. So here's a dead dog. So fame. So fame is like a dead dog. It's an agreement to be loved by strangers in exchange to be taken into a narrative, a discussion, which someone else controls. In other words, you're controlled by people by being attached to fame, you know, wanting prestige, wanting fame. You can't be independent. You can't be autonomous anymore. So it's just like, it's like killing your soul, that you no longer have your independence. So here's the wild dog-eating woman, disloyal woman. This is Drishta Swapacha Ramani Patishta Natet Me Vrida Natet Katam Saduprema Sprishati Suchire Tan Nanu Manaha. And then, of course, the translation, as long as the unchaste dog-eating woman who is the desire for prestige dances in my heart, how can the chaste and pure lady of love for Krishna touch it? And there's the dog, prasadam. Because prasadam means mercy. And, of course, the woman's lover is deceit. You see, that's why they have all these masks on. You see, making a show of things just for prestige, you know. Prestige, actually... Krishna Chakravarti Thakur states that the final, let's say, source of anarthas, because anarthas come from different sources, like pious activities, sinful activities, offenses, and the final source of anarthas that really tricks us is the anartha that comes from bhakti itself, or from the process of bhakti. And, of course, that means prestige, because... as we mentioned many times before, when you have become a so-called advanced devotee, then people admire you. And especially in a position, let's say, of a guru in ISKCON, you get books written about you, your birthday becomes like a big birthday, but you get a big birthday party every year, or many birthday parties, and you can't stop the people. just like, you know, my so-called appearance day, you know. The day I popped out of my mother, is coming up. So the devotees think, you know, how can we celebrate it here, there? Let's put together a book, and even on my birthday, they're thinking of something, not just the appearance day, but just the Western birthday. You know, just like, let's party. You know, so and so, you know, that leads one to be kind of proud. To have things written about you, people saying nice things about you, cooking, you know, a lot of prasadam. Just like I go, visit Kishori's place, she has this giant plate. You know, I sit down with, you know, guests, humble guests, and take prasadam. And there's this plate this big. You know, and everybody else has a plate this big. You've seen that? Kishori's house. I mean, just like, huh? What are you embarrassing me for? So... anyway, so you get all this prophet adoration distinction, and you begin to think it's true what everyone says about you, and then you have problems, deceit, and the desire for honor is the root of the plant of deceit. In other words, because we want honor, we start being deceitful and putting on a false face and making believe we're something we're not, because we love this honor. It's like the dog-eating woman. We should think of it like that. I mean, these things are very graphic, so we get disgusted with it. You know, obviously you're disgusted with donkey urine or a woman who eats a dead dog. And you just picture that in your mind, what it is. And it says, all the categories of devotees should avoid the desire for being honored. You know, even householders are honored for being kind and religious and devotees of Krishna. And renunciates are honored for their renunciation, shastric knowledge, etc., like that. So, you know, this sort of honor can be given to anyone. Or if you're a charitable person, it's not only reserved for sannyasis. So this is from the very interesting book, the Shubhashita Ratna Bhanagara. And this, the translation is, even to this day, the girl named Stuti, or Praise, remains unmarried. The reason she is disliked by the sadhus and the asadhus are disliked by her. She's unchaste, in other words, not married, because the sadhus don't want anything to do with her. The real sadhu doesn't want anything to do with her. So how do we get rid of her and her boyfriend? Deceit? What we do is we call for Krishna's eye, the association of devotees. Because we can't get rid of her ourselves, so the devotees will drive her out. Get out of here. Hit the road, you know. And that's why we always have to remain associated. Like Prabhupada said oftentimes that, you know, we're like sticks, and you put a stick by itself to be broken. A bunch of sticks cannot be broken together. So we need the association of Krishna's devotees, not only, let's say, the absolutely pure devotees, but all the devotees. We need to live in the association of devotees. Otherwise, we're in a dangerous situation. Then, when we have the association of devotees, Krishna kicks her and her lover out of our hearts. Krishna says, get going. And then we get the chaste lady of spiritual love for Radha and Krishna, which is like a clean heart. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also illustrated this process of cleansing the heart when he did this Gundicha pastime, like before the Rath Yatra, because Lord Jagannath goes to the Gundicha temple. So before the Rath Yatra, they have to clean the Gundicha temple. It's called the Gundicha Marjana. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did this cleansing and made sure there was not a drop of dust or anything like that in the temple. They would pour buckets of water. They had a bucket brigade. And they poured buckets of water, and there was like flood coming out of the temple just to cleanse the temple. And if someone didn't do the proper work, Lord Chaitanya would be a little sarcastic with him and say, oh, you've done such a nice job. Then the person would get embarrassed, and then the person would actually do a better job, and they would have competition. Who would have the biggest pile of dirt that they cleansed for the temple? So this is... it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada's purport, that this signifies that before we can have Krishna, let's say, manifest in the heart, because Krishna is always in the heart, but manifest to us in the heart, or us perceive the presence of Krishna, we have to have a clean heart so that Krishna will sit there. Like you don't, like if we go over someone's house and the house is dirty and smelly, you know, I've been in some people's houses like that. The house is dirty and smelly. Ooh, let's get out of here. But if the house is nice and clean, you know, sometimes we go into new houses and say, oh, isn't it? You've been with us. I say, oh, what a nice house you have. It's all new. Like Gopika's house. Remember? I said, wow, what a nice house. And I think it was Krishna Chandra said, don't worry, it'll become dirty like the rest of them after some time. Was it you who said that? Or someone with me said that. What? Pranath. Pranath is with me. He said, don't worry, it'll become like the rest of the dirty houses around here after some time. So no, but it was very pleasing. And I liked to sit there. Even though it had no furniture, it was still pleasing. Whereas many of the other houses, we were in a house yesterday that was a little grungy. You know grungy?
Yeah, it was.
It was just like, You know. And anyway, so you really appreciate cleanliness. So the desire for fame actually can be reversed if we serve others. If we serve advanced devotees, Mahatseva Mahorvi Muktes, there's all of our medals. You know, sometimes we go into devotees' homes. It's all right with the children. They have all these little statues and trophies and everything like that. Best debater, you know, best soccer player, you know. They do that in modern society. They give trophies and awards to everybody. Just like we won the number one award for the Sugar Festival parade. But then I explained to the devotees it was in the religious category only. And there were only two people in the religious category. You know, so two people, you know, two floats. You know, we won over the Muslim float, you know, which had guns and they were shooting people. I'm just you know, that's not true. That's not true. I don't know what other religious float was there. I didn't even see any other religious float. We might have been the only one, for all I know. So anyway, so by serving Amanida Amanadena, Lord Chaitanya gives us, in the Shikshasta, he actually gives us the clue to conquer over these different problems. And then our happiness comes from being important to Krishna, because we are important to Krishna. If you want prestige, then Krishna loves us. Here's a picture of Gopa Kumar when he went back to the spiritual world finally after many trials and travels. And Krishna was waiting for him the whole time, and Krishna fainted. Krishna embraced him. And he was just saying, why, I was waiting for you such a long time. So Krishna loves us. If you want someone to love you, Krishna is the person who loves you. Of course, you know, devotees love you too, but we're really hankering after getting Krishna's attention. Prabhupada said, don't try to see Krishna, have Krishna try to see you. So if you want to get attention, Krishna, here I am. Not other devotees, here I am, you know, here I am, big guru, you know, big cheese, or big quinoa, as the case may be. So that's what we're hanging for. And, you know, we get the purifying embrace of the devotees. You notice, I mean, it's the same sex devotees. We go around hugging everybody. And the foot dust, there's many purifying things that we can get from the devotees, like the foot dust, the prasadam remnants, or the foot bathing water of the devotees. When I would, that's a picture of me walking behind Prabhupada. You know, anyway, that's not Prabhupada. But anyway, so when I walked behind Prabhupada, I would just go in the sand and eat the sand from his footprints, and somehow that benefited me. And I would take Prabhupada's prasadam remnants and not share them with anyone else. Eat everything, including the grape stems. So devotees should be very enthusiastic. Of course, you should share, I mean, obviously. I mean, isn't that the story about Tamal Krishnamurti, that he was given a sweet ball by Prabhupada, and then he was thinking, save it for later or something like that, and he offered his obeisances, and another devotee grabbed it from his hands. And Prabhupada said the devotee who grabbed it was making great spiritual advancement. So, and then this is, of course, the story of Narada Muni, who got the benefit of his advancement by taking the remnants of the great sages during 4 months of the rainy season. He also took initiation during that particular time, and then he became the great Narada Muni, became purified. And even Krishna takes water from his devotees' feet. Of course, that's Sudama Brahman in the story. And, of course, that picture, we have a picture like that in our Suba temple to encourage people to give donations. Because people understand, oh, if you give something to Krishna, you know, a little grain, so they just bring some broken rice. Anyway, so you give a little something to Krishna, you come home and you get a mansion. That's not really what we're trying to tell people, but people see it that particular way. So Krishna bathing his devotee's feet, you know, Sudama Brahman. And then, and we find that bhakti, as we mentioned previously, the bhakti is independent, so it flows from the heart of one devotee to another. That's the real blessing. May you be Krishna conscious, Krishna matirastu. May you have Krishna on your mind, Krishna be yours. Instead of, you know, just like, you know, sometimes people ask me for blessings, and I bless you to be Krishna conscious, and they say, that's not the one I wanted. I wanted the one where you get, you know, good fortune and money and everything like that. I said, I don't have that one to give. Sometimes it happens like that, you know. Krishna, bless me that this business deal will be successful. Bless my business, bless my car, bless this, bless that. Anyways, and so these are the ladies of pure love, of course the gopis, and they enter our hearts. And that's the last part of that verse. And so tomorrow, I guess we can go on to verse 8. So we'll just take questions at this particular point. Any questions or comments on these verses? Yeah.
In devotional service, we need to judge whether it's successful or not. So there is appreciation coming. So do we expect that appreciation? I mean, when you're doing something, you know, you're doing it for service.
Well, we need feedback. Let's say, oh, did you give a lot of blood?
5 liters.
5 liters?
No, 5 cubes.
Oh, I thought 5 liters. So let's not say appreciation. Let's say assessment, like you have in the business world. You know, so if we shouldn't see it as appreciate. Well, we can see it as assessment. You know, the feedback. So we need that sort of feedback, both positive and negative. Actually, it says that he who praises me is my enemy, and he who chastises me or corrects me is my friend. So it's not that if someone says something nice about it, that, you know, you're my enemy, because you said something nice, then, you know, I'd read the Vyasapuja book and everybody would be my enemy. But it's not a literal thing. It's a metaphorical thing. Like the praise can actually damage us. So, but we take it that we're getting feedback, and if feedback is positive, we continue doing the same thing we're getting positive feedback for. And if we get negative feedback, we got to adjust things. So yeah, we should want some sort of feedback or assessment or appraisal of what we're doing.
Or just trying to understand it in terms of.
We see it like that. We see it like the person's giving me feedback, so I understand how to adjust my behavior. Mm-hmm. But basically, we should want to, let's say, appreciation for more advanced devotees. Because then we understand they're being pleased. The appreciation that we get from more advanced devotees is not, appreciation is not, you're so wonderful, you're so great, you know, you're fantastic. That's not really appreciation. Appreciation is that when you did a particular thing, I really liked it because it was very Krishna conscious. You know, it was help people come to Krishna. It helped me get realization. That's that sort of appreciation we want. That's really helpful appreciation. But appreciation where it's just like general stuff. Oh, you're such a wonderful devotee, you know, fantastic, you have lotus feet. You know, what good does that do to us? It just puffs us up. But if someone says, you know, when you talked about this, it helped me understand that point, thank you. That sort of appreciation is desire. So there's two types of, one is praise and the other one is appreciation. So let's say the constructive appreciation we want. The encouraging appreciation we want and we need. Okay? Any other questions or comments? Or problems? Or issues? I think it's time, right? So we have a schedule. Tomorrow we'll continue. So 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 are the remaining. So we have two more mornings. So we're going to have to finish. And the last one is mainly Shruti Palap, but so it'll be easier to go through. It's very nice, isn't it? It's very exciting. I like this Mother Shikshan. I advise you all, if you can, to get the book. On Amazon, it's less expensive. Manakshiksha, just look at, but make sure you get the right version. There's several of them on Amazon, so make sure you get the right version. It's the one, it's a two-volume one, and you get it as a Kindle book, because it's expensive if you get it as a hardbound book, and they have shipping and everything like that. So my advice is you get Kindle, and then you can see it, read it on your computer, you can read it on your mobile phone. Does everyone know what a Kindle is? There's a mobile phone app for it, there's a computer app for it, or you get one of these things called a Kindle, which is like a portable book, and it reads just like a book. Like you see it, it's very easy to read. Just black and white. Extremely easy, and you can put, I have like all the Prabhupada's books and all sorts of books in here. And it's a very, you can load it from books from your computer. And it's very easy to read as you travel, and the battery lasts sometimes a week or two on it, which is different than a computer or a mobile phone. Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. We want to thank the people for joining us. We have 27 people. We had, we had Rishikesh from New Zealand, Natu, Kumar Math, Arjuna, from wherever he's from. I know he's from New Zealand. Prema Pandey, Sachimata, Antarup, Kunti Devi Dasi Nikunja, Agari from Fiji, Krishna Kumari, Hari Priya, Madhavasangani from wherever she is with Arjuna, Radhasharna from Fiji, Radha Karuna from Fiji, Divya Nitai Leela from the United States, oh, Sanatan from wherever he is. Hopefully he's on his way to America. Malini Dasi, Kavi Chandra Maharaj is watching, Anjani Singh, and a lot of other people. Thank you very much. Duga Huntry is also watching.